Want to know the latest in soccer? Then listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. From MLS, the World Cup, and the Premier League, we've got you covered. The latest updates, the hottest matches, and news on the league's top players. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast.
David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals.
Listen now.
Welcome to the GSMC Soccer Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Malinoff, and boy, Champions League really got us going, because not only did Cristiano Ronaldo pull up one of the biggest clutch wins I've ever seen personally, but also Messi just took another team downtown. That made sense. You know, I wish I could really just rewind this, but I think if I could rewind this and restart it, but you know what? Being honest with you guys, knowing that I said a terrible, terrible line, I think that brings us closer as a viewership and a listener. I really do. What do you guys think? I think so too. Okay, moving on then. As we saw, we will talk about yesterday's Barcelona-Lyon matchup, as well as Bayern Munich versus Liverpool. And, of course, Juventus versus Atletico in the match that was unreal. And then Manchester City just blanking Shakhtar in a game that should not have been, close, really. It wasn't close. Never was close. It was kind of a joke, actually, all things considered. But regardless, we will talk first things first. So, as you all are aware, Atletico was up 2-0 in the first leg, winning the first leg. And all they had to do was basically score like one goal, right? One, maybe two to be safe. Just, they couldn't let Juventus score 3-0. And if they stopped Ronaldo, they could have had that game in the bag. But that wasn't the case. As Ronaldo does Ronaldo things, and he scores 3 goals. The only 3 goals in the whole match. The first goal was in the first half, and then the other two were in the second half. But the final goal. So it was 2-2 in the second leg, about 85 minutes left, and then there was a penalty. Ronaldo gets a penalty kick. And what do you know? He scores it with 86 minutes left remaining. And Ronaldo he just goes absolutely bananas. And I think one of his dances, I think the dance he was actually mocking the manager of Atletico, which he said he took no offense to it as well, which was nice to know. But I think it was just one of those, oh my God, are you kidding me moments. And one of the most shocking endings to a Champions League match I personally have ever seen. You guys may have, but I have not. And it was just absolutely bonkers. And not just like how it ended, not just how it was 3 unanswered goals, but it was all Ronaldo all the time. No one else really came in. Well, it was just a one-man performance. When you look at everyone that saw this, they put the team on his back, and just he did what he needed to do. He came in clutch. I don't really know how else to explain it other than that. And it's one of the most clutch performances ever. And I might be most clutch in all of sports. And with that being said, like, there's been a ton of clutch moments in sports, no doubt about it. But when you look at just the How do I explain this? When you look at how big this game was, how important this match was, because Juventus signed him for this reason, they got him for this one reason, to win Champions League. They can win their domestic league with their eyes closed. I think everyone already knows that. But they were so close to being Dunskies. They were so close to being Dunyan rings. They were so close for being stick a fork in them, they're done. They were so close from being wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, have a good day. And then the man came along. When I mean the man, I mean the man, Cristiano Ronaldo. Comes in and does what he does best. Puts a team on his back and scores goals. And there's no doubt about it. I know it's a tough one. Like, there's tons of great players right now in the world. If this doesn't make him the number one player in the world, I don't know what will. Because that was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in soccer. And it was just unreal of how he came about that. And he didn't need, or he never gave up. He had and he just was unreal. I can't explain other than that of like how truly incredible he did in with the game on the line. They were down to nothing at the word go, and one goal wasn't going to be enough. Two, I don't think it was going to be enough because they might have to go to extra time, or I'm not sure if that was home or away, so that might have went to Atletico anyways. But no. That was a home game. So, no. It would have went to extra time. And then comes in clutch with a penalty kick at the end. At the end of the matchup, there was about 4 minutes before 90. And then there was, like, I think 2 minutes of extra time. So, there wasn't really much time left to score because they had to be in a rush ever since then. So, how he did it, how he won the game, because we all know that was all him. That was all 100% Ronaldo. And the fact that he did that has been truly incredible, and it's going to go down in history. I don't think anyone's going to forget this game for a long, long time. So the final actual official score combining the two legs was 3-2. Atletico shuts them out in a 2-0 win, and then Juventus comes back and wins and scores 3 and wins 3-0 to take that one. It's just truly incredible how big of a change, what kind of swing it could have when you have a guy like Cristiano Ronaldo on your team. Like, it never been more apparent than saying, like, oh, wow, they got Ronaldo. They can be a Serie A. They can win the Champions League finally. And then it was 2-0 going into this last leg. And everyone's like, oh, I guess we've got to wait till next year. And then Ronaldo's like, nope, got to kick it into overdrive, got to kick it into clutch mode. And boom, he became what he always is, and that's one of the GOATs. He's one of the greatest of all time. I don't think there's any denying that. And it's extremely impressive just to see how it all came about. I mean, when you watch the game, you could just tell Ronaldo was saying, you know what, I got to take this game over. I have to take this game over. I have to put this team on my back, and I have to win it for them. Because that's what he was paid to do. That's what he was there to do. And yes, they still have a little ways to go. That was just the round of 16. But, you know, they would not be where they are right now if it wasn't for Ronaldo scoring 3 unanswered goals. It could have been a 0-0 draw, and Atletico would have won the matchup. So, all things considered, this is, it's like Juventus should just be called the Ronaldos. Like, the Juventus Ronaldos. Just do it like that, you know? Do it right, you know? Just do it the old-fashioned way. Granted, I just am extremely impressed. And Ronaldo never ceases to amaze me. That's just the bottom line in that matter, is he never ceases to amaze me. And he just proves just how good he is. And, you know, you could say like he's probably the most famous soccer player in the world right now, along with Messi. You can maybe add Neymar in there too. Maybe you add him later on. But regardless, when you're looking at arguably the best player in the world in Ronaldo, it just it's mad. You're watching magic. Like, I was watching that match, and I was saying, I'm witnessing something very special here. Like, something amazing is happening in this game. Like, it's not a joke. Like, there's something truly remarkable is happening. Something that we may never see again in that kind of situation, in where you're looking at it and going, wow, I am watching history. It's 3-0 straight, and it just... Ronaldo just cements even a bigger legacy than he already had. And it's just absolutely remarkable. I have nothing good but good things to say about him. And it's nothing but deserved. Absolutely nothing but deserved. And for Atletico, however, they will not be playing. They will not be winning the Champions League in their home anymore. You gotta feel for Atletico. It's not just a loss. This is one of the most devastating losses probably in Atletico's history of Atletico. I know they've been around for a long, long, long time, but man, this one's gotta hurt. One of the worst hurting losses. I mean, come on, that had to sting. I mean, you had it in the bag. You hold them to if you held them just to one lousy goal. You win. And you gave up 3. Without scoring 1. That's where it gets me the most, is they didn't even score 1 goal in retaliation. You know? It was almost like it was doomed to fail, you know? It was truly remarkable of how... It was almost, as soon as Ronaldo scored the first couple of goals, there was just this feeling of, oh, wow, he's going to do it. After the 2 goals, and when he was in the penalty, there was no doubt in my mind he was going to miss. Honestly, there was no doubt in my mind that he was going to miss. And he didn't. He got it done. And it shows just how amazing he truly is. I mean, I can go about Ronaldo all day, don't get me wrong, but these 3 goals are added to his collection of unbelievable moments. You know? It's all on a whole nother level, you know? Like, and then you look at Messi. We'll talk about Messi in the next segment, but I just got to give nothing but love and respect for arguably the best we will ever see in our lifetime, Cristiano Ronaldo. My hat's off to you, sir. You have definitely, definitely, definitely earned it. And congratulations. That's just all I got to say about in the matter. But, and, you know, I think this makes Juventus the favorites to win the whole thing, to be completely honest with you. I know it's still around 16. They got plenty more to go, but this puts them in probably the biggest momentum and probably the most momentum. And, you know, momentum in Champions League and in any playoff type of scenario puts them in a great spot. So we will take a short break, but when we come back, we will talk about Messi and how he and Barcelona just did damage, you know. Well, we'll see. We're not all embarrassing a couple guys too, and we'll be right on that when we return.
Are you looking to get your college football fix? Looking to get the latest news on your favorite school's team? The GSMC College Football Podcast is your ticket to all things college football. Join us as we talk college football from the national championship, the college rivalries, the bowl game, to the Heisman Trophy, to which conference is the best. We've got you covered for the Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, the Pac-12, ACC, and everything in between. Download the GSMC College Football Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere you find podcasts. Just type GSMC in the search.
Welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. I know you missed me. Well, we talked about one of the biggest comebacks and clutch moments in maybe Champions League history. Now let's go to the other moment in where the other guy who's considered the greatest of all time, Lionel Messi, didn't really have much trouble at all in the slightest because he faced Lyon. Who's not comparable to Atletico by any means. And it showed as Barcelona just handed them their keysters by a score of 5-1. And Messi with two goals on the night. But it wasn't just the goals that really showed. But he was just making guys stumble and making them look just embarrassed, you know. It just seemed absolutely insane. And it was cool to see Messi after also talking about Ronaldo's hat trick, saying it was magic. I liked that comment about it. It's just like game respects game, and they just seem to have respect for each other. And just overall, it just seemed that it was all the way Barcelona. There was no competition, if you will. This just shows, even if Messi's at the end of his career, which people I believe think he is, he's still on top, you know? And in this game, he scored his 100th Champions League goal. It almost looked too easy, you know? It's too easy. And then, don't you love it when you go, there was a video, I forget who he was playing against, but someone was making fun of him for his height, he's too short or whatever. But, like, he's short, but he's better than anyone else on the field. If he's the shortest one, he's still the best. It doesn't matter. And, like, watching the game, like, thinking about the game again, and, like, at that 1540 mark, I have it written down here, when Messi got the penalty kick, and he just did a little lob over the over the goalie, who thought it was going to be a straight on the ground type of kick, and then he just plunked it right over him in a sweet move. Yeah, and other guys got some goals too, of course. Some were kind of criticizing Luis Suarez for only scoring, I believe, is one goal in the last 18 games or so, something of that nature. And he's just like, I believe his response was like, well, dude, we're winning. It doesn't matter. We're getting the job done still, which is the appropriate response to that situation. But like, when you have just Barcelona has always been this legendary club of dominance and rich history. It's kind of like the Green Bay Packers of the NFL. You know what I mean? Just like, historically just known as a dominant team, but they're also competing like they're the Patriots of this year as well. But just watching the game again over and over just shows, or thinking about the game, excuse me, that Lyon was no match for Barcelona. This game was over before it began. Like, obviously, you go in, if you're Lyon, you go into it thinking you have a shot here to beat the best of the best, but they're the best of the best for a reason. And does that make sense? Like, you're like, oh, we could beat these guys. It'd be a huge upset. But why would it be an upset? They proved why it was an upset, because how talented they are. It just seems to me that overall, you're looking at, like, between Messi and Ronaldo, two talents that will be forever remembered, up there with, like, Pele and all the other greats. But even then, it's like, it could be 50, 60, 70, 80 years from now. People will still remember Ronaldo. People will still remember Messi. And we get, the thing is, these guys are like once in a lifetime type of players, and we got them in the same lifetime. Like, that's what's truly remarkable about this, is we got the same, we got two legendary players in the same time period, which is absolutely remarkable to think about, because that you often hear the words of like once in a lifetime type of player, or like once in a generational talent. And you get two guys who have faced each other multiple times as well. It's not like the what-if stories of what if LeBron faced Kobe in the finals or Kobe faced Michael Jordan in the finals. We've seen these two face each other in big-time matches before. We've seen these dream matches against these two teams they've been on, not when he was on Real Madrid. And it has just been, it's been wonderful. These two have had a wonderful, friendly rivalry that there was, it doesn't seem like there's any hatred, of course. There's no animosity between the two. There's respect in each other's games and wanting to pass each other. And it's all about the spirit of competition, and that's what you love to see in the in this world now. Because now you look at, like, certain aspects of it. You look at certain aspects of, you look at certain aspects of rivalries in sports, and it's almost like they need to have some personal animosity. And it, that's not the case. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't need to have this animosity. You don't need to have this hatred between one another. It can be a battle between two of the best who have nothing but respect for one another and wanting to get it done. And just being out there, and it just works, you know? It's just one of those things where it's like, this is a perfect rivalry. There's no heat, you know what I mean? There's no hatred, there's no personal attacks at one another. It's basically whenever they two play each other, they give each other handshakes. Like, you know what? Let's go. Me and you. We got to see who's the best of the best. So I always admired that from these two guys. I don't really remember any serious brawls between them, but I'm assuming it's not like anything big. Like, it's always been like who's better than the other. And it's just, I just never thought of it as a personal rivalry. I don't think they have either. But, you know, it's just been one of those crazy, like, and they're both different in size and stuff like that too. Like in build, they're both completely different also, because Ronaldo is always the one that's built. If you imagine like the perfect soccer player, his look and everything, it would be Ronaldo. So with that being said, it's always been one of those things where you're going and it's just, yeah, just a great, and then both of them are so unselfish as well. Like, to their fans and stuff, it's like they really show a lot of love for their fan base and for each other, like for players and stuff. It's just big role models too. It just warms your heart because they're global international superstars, and they're so unselfish. To me, at least, you can disagree with whatever you want, but there's just a lot of respect and admiration, I believe, for each other. And you know, you see them have, like, after matches, they have these hug embraces and stuff like that, and it just, you love to see that kind of thing. And it's mainly also, like, it's also based off, like, the fact that Remember I said like Ronaldo's like the perfectly built, God made that soccer player type of thing. And then you look at Messi and he's like not the kind of guy you would see as a perfect soccer player, but he is. And it's just like a yin yang thing, but it's also like they're cut from the same cloth. It's truly remarkable, honestly, in this rivalry. But you don't even want to call it a rivalry. I don't think it's even considered a rivalry because there's no animosity. Like I said, there's no competition. It's just the spirit of competition. That's just the beauty of it all. And you just got to love that about these guys. And I will forever praise these two until, like, I don't think I'll ever stop praising these guys. Not just based on their amazing skills on the field, but off the field, they're truly remarkable as well. And it just, you love to see that. Just, it warms your heart, you know, because there are some times in this world where you're looking at guys who just don't like their fans or get annoyed by the fans. They get too close or something like that. Doesn't matter if it's like a sports star or a music celebrity or something like that, because there are some weird fans out there, I'm not going to lie, that do get carried away in the moments and have that a little obsession. But when it comes down to it, it's just like they're like, it just seems like these two are just unbelievably talented and unbelievably good people. And to me, it's rare you see that nowadays, or rare you see it in sports, of how, like, I don't know, it just how noticeably, like, good. I think all athletes are great, you know. There are some athletes that are, of course, like, when it comes down to certain fan bases, they don't like it when fans get too close. And that's, I get that. Some don't like that interaction. I get that. But how Ronaldo and Messi handle those certain, like, fans running onto the pitch to touch them or hug them or any of that nature, or, like, kids or anything like that, it really shows that their character really rises. They're just how big their character is, how they know how much they impact each other. Or not just impact each other, challenge each other to be better, but just like also the people around them and also the people that watch them play. So I just wanted to say that and just show my love for those two guys. Respect their play, respect them outside the pitch, and it's just, that's what it's all about. And it also shows how good they both are, because not only did Ronaldo had the hat trick and Messi had those two goals and his 100th goal in the Champions League in his Champions League career. So it's just great. Just two monumental moments. Both legendary players having legendary games and how that's all going down is truly remarkable. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll look at the other matches that happened in the Champions League, as well as some Premier League games that are going to be happening later on, maybe even some La Liga stuff. But we'll get right back to that when we return.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. We just finished off with basically my respect towards Ronaldo and Messi. And I'm sure you all hope none of you minded that. So let's continue with our run of the Champions League. Those weren't the only matches that happened, even though it felt like it when it came down to the Champions League. Manchester City also played in the same on Tuesday, just as Juventus did. And just, 7-0 really speaks for itself and shows how good they are, not only in the Premier League, but in Champions League. They are second to none when it comes down to it. And when you're looking at just, like, it just was an insane game. It was really no contest from the beginning. As soon as that first penalty kick was scored by Aguero, it was over. I mean, he had two goals back-to-back, basically. That penalty kick, and then 3 minutes later, he scores another one. And then Sterling, of course, at the 56th minute. And then Silva. It just was a carry-on of just destruction for Manchester City over Shakhtar. And basically, how all that went down was, it was gross. You talk about a burial of a team. This team just was in the ground by the 45th minute, you know, by half. It was over. And, there was a, I think it was the Eurosport Australia Twitter that said it was a smashing. I was like, that's a little bit more than a smashing. That's more of a drag the man out of his home, or like beat him with a shovel and just keep beating him until, like, oh my god, I know exactly what it is. It's the Mortal Kombat fatality, Quan Chi, where he rips off the dude's leg and keeps bashing him until, like, the screen goes black and he continues to hit him. Like, he never stops. So if anyone played Mortal Kombat, Quan Chi, basically his fatality or his finishing move, he rips off the dude's leg, like I said, and keeps bashing him, but the dude's, like, still alive for, like, a good minute, it feels like, and then he finally kills him, and in one game where he actually just destroys him and keeps... he doesn't stop bashing him with his own leg. It's basically what happens. Regardless if the guy's dead or not, he just keeps bashing him with his leg. And that was basically Manchester City. They unleashed a fatality that wouldn't stop. And it just kept going and going and going and going and going. And then it goes to the Simpsons reference. It goes, stop it, stop it. He's already dead. That's basically what happened. After probably the fourth goal, they were probably thinking of that too. Like, stop it. Stop. He's already dead. Enough. It was just one of those things where you're looking at it and going, like, Jesus. Not that it was like, my gosh, they're so bad. It was because, my God, Manchester City's so good. They look borderline unstoppable. And it's going to be very interesting to see how it all transpires. For Manchester City, as I think, even if this was the first leg, I'm pretty sure this was the second leg. My God. Yeah, it was the second leg. It ended 10-2. That was the final score of the combined two legs. And even if this was, like, the first leg, would they even need to have a second leg? Like, seriously, they wouldn't even need to bother having a second leg because this game was already over. If this game ended 7-0 in the first leg, no, regardless of what happened, there's no way they Manchester City would lose, like, 8-0 in a second leg. There's just no way. And it just doesn't happen. So, with that being said, Manchester City moves on. And they join Atletico and Barcelona. I think Barcelona still has to play another game. Oh, no, they tied. They tied 0-0 last time, if I remember correctly. So, never mind. Yeah. And I think there were a couple 0-0 draws, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I mean, Liverpool and Bayern Munich both drawed. And Lyon and Barcelona both drawed. So, it's kind of funny to look at it like, Leon was probably like, oh, we can beat them. We tied. All we had to do is win this one game and we got this. And then they get smashed. And then with Shakhtar, it was over. I think it was 3-2 though at one point. And everyone was like, oh, wow, they actually held their own against Manchester City. And then Manchester City just does the fatality of Mortal Kombat, just bashes their own leg, rips off the leg and bashes them with it. All right, so moving on to the other 0-0 draw that happened last week or a couple weeks ago. Liverpool beat Bayern 3-1, and they move on. Bayern Munich, another disappointing exit from the Champions League. But if I know correctly, the number one team in Premier League at the moment, I will double check that actually. Oh, I'm sorry, the number two team by 1 point in the Premier League at the moment with 73 points, Liverpool, outdoes them and does great things and move on themselves. So, to recap, Juventus moves on, Manchester City moves on, Barcelona moves on, Liverpool moves on, Porto moves on, Manchester City moves on against PSG after that controversial matchup, Ajax moves on, if I'm not mistaken. They do move on, and Tottenham moves on. So, yeah, we got some interesting ones, to say the least. So we'll see who, I believe we have to find out who matches up. Again, we have to have another selection. I'm not entirely sure 100%, but we'll see. But those are the winners of the round of 16 and who are moving on to the next round, where they will probably have a good shot, which will be very interesting to see who continues on. And, you know, the teams that are left, Juventus and Manchester City, Barcelona and Liverpool specifically, you could say those are the four best teams in the world right now. Like, you can add Manchester United is one of the most momentum-shifted, one of the most high momentum in the world. The team with the most momentum in the world is probably Manchester United, just based off the fact they haven't lost a match until Sunday. So their coach is probably going to be the new permanent coach. I don't see why he wouldn't be. So there's no doubt. And with that being said, we should talk about Premier League matchups that are going to be happening. Actually, there were some that happened last weekend on Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th, respectively. And we'll talk about those games after another break. But first, I wanted to just talk about since I'll be gone, I just want to talk about Manchester United versus Manchester City just a little bit. And I'll just do that right now, just get it over with. Obviously, this is a huge rivalry, and it's Manchester versus Manchester, you know? It's like one of those great matchups in the past. With how Manchester United has done since they got their new coach, who's probably, like I said, most likely 99.9% going to be their permanent coach. Only lost one match, and that was last Sunday in the Premier League. And before then, they were basically undefeated for a good 2-3 months. It's hard to remember what month or how long it was, but it was a long time. But yes, and against the best team in the Premier League at the one, the first place, Manchester City, this is going to be an interesting matchup, and I cannot wait to see it. I think it's going to be one of the best matches of the weekend. I think everyone else agrees with me, and it's going to be a great one, no doubt about it. And with that being said, we will also take a quick break and come back and preview the rest of the games that are happening this weekend. As well as, like I said, last weekend, we'll just go briefly over it, and then we'll call it a day. We'll take a short break, though, but we'll be right back right after this.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the final segment of the GSMC Soccer Podcast. Let's just get right into it. We'll talk about last weekend's games, Saturday and Sunday, the 9th and 10th, respectively. Manchester City holds on to Watford 3-1. Cardiff wins 2-0 against West Ham. Newcastle beats Everton 3-2. Leicester City beats Fulham 3-1. Shocker. Southampton upsets Tottenham 2-1. Huddersfield and Bournemouth wins 2-0. And Brighton beats Palace 2-1. But Sunday's games are the more important. Like I said, Arsenal is the first team to beat Manchester United since they've switched coaches by a score of 2-0. And it was a long streak, but all good things must come to an end. But Manchester United is playing amazing still. They're still good in the Champions League. So this game obviously has not affected them. Chelsea and the Wolves went to a 1-1 draw. Liverpool still trying to pass Manchester City as they beat Burnley 4-2. So that first place, that Premier League championship, is still up for grabs. I believe it's a 1-point difference between Manchester City and Liverpool. It is a 1-point difference. But if they do tie at the end of the season, goal differential is probably going to go to Manchester City, as they have a 7-goal differential more than Liverpool does. So honestly, the advantage goes to Manchester City when it comes down to it. If they do tie, it will go to Manchester City as a goal differential. So that's something to look at. But let's look at next week's games. These Saturday and Sunday this week. Manchester, like I said, we already talked Manchester United versus Manchester City. If Manchester United wins this game, Liverpool is going to be ecstatic. But Manchester City, I mean, they're playing close to the chest here with this 74-73 point lead against Liverpool, so they need to win this game against Manchester United as well. Bournemouth and Newcastle, game really have no repercussions, but I'll go Newcastle. Brighton and Cardiff, kind of the same thing. Burnley and Leicester City, Watford and Southampton, West Ham and Huddersfield, and then Wolves and Arsenal. So not a lot of interesting games except for the Manchester United-Manchester City game that's going to be happening on Saturday. Sunday's games, we have Liverpool and Fulham. And I bring that up because Manchester City needs to beat Manchester United, because I don't see Fulham upsetting Liverpool anytime. I mean, one's in relegation, the other one's in Champions League already and fighting for the Premier League championship. So I think if I'm Fulham, I'm hoping for like a draw. I don't think I'm thinking, oh, we can beat them. I don't think they can beat them. They've only won 4 games this whole entire season. They've drawn 5 and lost 21. And then Liverpool, of course, 22 wins, 7 draws, 1 loss. It's just, on paper, this looks to be a slaughter. And Liverpool will take this win most likely. And with the loss to Manchester United, if they lose to Manchester United, then Liverpool will most likely be taking the first place at the time until the next games on the 30th and 31st. So a lot is riding on this for Manchester City, because they have their backs against the wall. They're facing a very good team in Manchester United and their ultimate rivals. And then the guys that are right on their necks, Liverpool, is facing a relegation team. So they really didn't get the luck of the draw here, if you will, but definitely a must-win situation for Manchester City to stay alive in the Premier League Championship and hold on to that number one spot against Liverpool, who, again, is facing Fulham, who is guaranteed, basically, a relegation. If they don't, it's a bleeping miracle. I'm not sure if they even can come back, but regardless, if you look at the table, it looks like Liverpool is about to be taking over the first place yet again over Manchester City. But we will see if Manchester City can hold on against Manchester United in that epic clash that's happening on Saturday. But that is our show for the day. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, I'm Jeff Malinoff. I'm not going to be here next week, but I'll be in Hawaii, lovely Hawaii. But I will be back afterwards. And as always, I'm Jeff Malinoff. You guys have a good weekend. Everyone have a good week. And I'll see you when I get back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.